With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. AAA says it's going to be busy on the roads and in the skies this Thanksgiving travel week. AAA spokeswoman Alicia Diaz.
We're projecting nearly 82 million people. That would be a new record, not only in the overall category, but we're also projecting record travel in the air and on the roads.
The FAA preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in 15 years with more than 360,000 flights scheduled. The TSA expects to screen more than 17.8 million people. A northwestern Nigerian state has become the fourth in that country to shut down virtually all schools because of the fear of more kidnappings.
They believe that by kidnapping, especially young children, they'll be able to convince the government to pay them ransoms quick. It's worth noting that with President Trump's recent comments about insecurity in northern Nigeria and the targeting of Christians by Islamist insurgents, some analysts have suggested that this could have served as some sort of incentive for gangs to think to themselves, well, as the U.S. is putting pressure on the Nigerian government, this might be a good time for us to try and extort them for money.
There's a BBC's Myeni Jones reporting. A vintage blue VW bus that survived last January's California wildfire made its shiny reappearance over the past week at LA's auto show. That's a testament to months of painstaking restoration work, much of that carried out by Volkswagen technicians. More details from correspondent Donna Warder.
At first, owner Megan Weinrob thought her 1977 Type 2 microbus named Azul was a goner.
We got text messages, pictures that it survived, and then that one photo went viral.
Volkswagen technician Farlin Robertson says the VW had smoke damage, blistered paint, rust, and a busted window.
I'm definitely throwing my hat in the ring to help out here.
Weinrob says she hopes her restored Volkswagen represents hope for people who lost things in the fire. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. Southern Baptist pastors being asked about the issue of salvation. Michael Harrington reports.
Lifeway Research has been asking SBC clergymen how often they urge people in their congregations to accept Christ. 74% of respondents say they give a gospel invitation every single Sunday when they preach. 11% say they do it several times a month, and 3% say they make the invitation about once a month. SBC spokesman Steve Parr says, quote, Southern Baptist pastors on the whole firmly believe in the power of the gospel, the responsibility of sharing the gospel, and the importance of offering a time for a response. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion is again illegal in North Dakota after the state Supreme Court rejected a judge's ruling that had struck down the state's ban. The law makes it a felony for anybody to perform an abortion, though it specifically protects mothers from prosecution. Doctors could be prosecuted and penalized by as much as 5 years in prison. This is SRN News. Thousands of arrests by President Trump's crime-fighting task force in Memphis are straining jails and courts.
Since September, hundreds of federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel tied to the Memphis State Task Force have made traffic stops, served warrants, and searched for fugitives in the city of about 610,000 people. More than 2,800 have been arrested, more than 28,000 traffic citations issued. Opponents of the task force in the majority black Memphis say it targets minorities and intimidates law-abiding Latinos. Republican Governor Bill Lee and others who hope the surge reduces violent crime support the task force. I'm Julie Walker.
Flying taxis edge closer in China. EHang plans a pilotless passenger route next summer under a new aviation clearance. The industry is projected to balloon to nearly $500 billion within 10 years. More on these stories at srnnews.com.